So hello and welcome to our second call, diving deep into understanding and using your power. I trust that you've been implementing your support tools, writing in your journal every day, anchoring your intention, using your Chaos Flush energy system when you needed it, and consciously choosing to be that love vibration over fear. And if you've let some of these things fall through the cracks of life, don't beat yourself up about it. Don't judge yourself. And you know, instead, just commit to doing better for yourself, because this is all about you. Yes. Oh, and I see here that Rachel mentioned that she had to take a nap yesterday. I did too. I had a nap yesterday. And one night I was up until 3 a.m. I couldn't go to sleep. So, you know, you could be sleep, almost insomnia, but you're just, I don't know, it's just a different energy. But anyway, this is all about you. So all of this, every step that we take in this program, all about you. Opening the way for you to see yourself as your angelic team sees you, as the beautiful love essence that you are. To release judging yourself and open your heart to fully loving you. Supporting and nurturing you. Clearly opening the way for you to sync with your superconscious higher self. Healing from deep within, and as a result, expand your love essence out to the world around you, feeling safe and bringing more love and light to you where you rest on Mother Earth. And I do have a couple of announcements. I'm offering an angel reading special through Friday evening, and the Empowerment Implementation Intensive has been pushed out till April the 11th. So that's 2 weeks from tomorrow. So if you're interested in participating in that, it's not too late. You can still join me and just go to katelarge.com. And I'll put that information also in the email that I'll send out, letting you know that the recording's available. Also, I created a... Oh, great. Jenna's going to join us. I created a Facebook chat, or not a Facebook, Messenger chat. So I know not everyone is on Facebook, but for those of you who are, I think I pulled everybody in. So if something comes up, you can post in there. Of course, you can always email me as well. Okay, so today's call is going to flow like this. We're going to set our intention for this program and this call. And then I'll dive deep into the power of the love vibration, what it is, how we access it, and how to expand into it. And we'll go over support tools. So please write down any questions that you have as we go. And then we're going to have, we're going to do a new love meditation. And I'm excited. I love this meditation. It's where Jesus connects us with the divinity within. And then we'll experience the healing circle of love meditation, where you get to infuse your day and your life with love energy. Okay, and then we'll recap. Okay, so first, we solidify the intention for this program, and our intention being to bring our brain and heart into harmony and coherence, to heal that pain within, leaving the past behind, releasing the human need to worry and be anxious. Releasing the need to hold on to any form of fear energy, and opening the way to ascend our energetic vibration to that of the greater consciousness and live our lives from that state of being, fully immersed in gratitude, appreciation, and love energy, manifesting not only miraculous experiences, but also achieving a state of peace where chaos does not touch you, a state where you feel safe and free, expanding into your awareness and broadcasting out to the universe your electromagnetic field of love of the highest order, no matter what's going on around you. Now, our intention for this call is to open the way for you to connect with the love that is your essence, syncing with that superconscious higher self, as one with the greater consciousness, rewriting neural pathways of belief that have kept you locked in a container with your past where you've been limited. where who you want to be and the relief and joy you want to experience as your life has been out of reach. But today, it's reachable. Everything that your heart longs to experience, all that brings you joy, is possible and is attainable. And together, we set our intention. So just close your eyes. Just take a really deep cleansing breath. And just exhale fully. And just like last week, just push any stagnant air out of your lungs. And then just take another deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we're going to set our intention as we focus on feeling that breath coming into and exhaling from your body. And just listen carefully to my voice and feel that energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. And you know, if you're breathing out through your nose, just gently open your mouth. Don't purse your lips. Just drop your jaw as you exhale. And if you can do it like that, you'll feel that tension start to just flush away from your head, from your face, from your neck, from your shoulders. It's pretty magical. Okay, so as a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And now, with eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. And now just shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now I'll follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness. Opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience. And just accepting that you are truly limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. So again, I thank you for being here, and I celebrate you standing in your power without apology, opening the way to vibrate confidently in the love that is your essence. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Love. What I mean by the love vibration and how powerful it really is, and how to grow stronger every day using it, and what it means to really honor yourself. Okay, so before we dive into our call, I want to touch on acceptance and approval just really quick. So my daughter works from home, and earlier this year, she had to go to New York for business. And while she was there, the vice president of a different department offered her a position in his department, and it included more money. However, it wouldn't have the flexibility that currently supports her to care for her 4-year-old son while she's working. She'd have calls every day at a specific time, and she'd be required to lead the calls instead of listening on mute. And when she was telling me about the pros and cons of taking the new position, she prefaced the point of loving the flexibility of keeping her son home instead of putting him in daycare. And she said it wouldn't matter to some people. Like, what she wanted and what mattered to her wasn't important. Well, she's 35 years old. Typically, I just listen. But I had to say something about her believing that what's important to her isn't important based on what other people might be thinking, and feeling like she should do what's expected of her instead of doing what's best for her and her son. And I encouraged her, like I do you, to follow your heart and make decisions based on your heart without apology. No one else can decide what's best for you but you. And you don't have to apologize or explain yourself. Standing in your power, making decisions for yourself, is a definitive action step to confidently become the new you. Again, without apology or explanation. Now, I'm not saying disregard the feelings of others, you know, but don't put what they think above what's best for you. You know, listen to your heart and then act accordingly. And when you're reacting from love, speaking firmly from your heart, honoring yourself, that way is opened for the higher outcome for everyone. And in my daughter's case, when she told her boss of the job offer, it was only a few minutes later that the vice president of her division called and expressed how much he wants her to stay in his division and what he would get, that he would get her more money now instead of waiting till November when wages are usually increased. And he wanted to talk with her about moving up in the company through him and his division. So when we get out of the headspace of our analytical mind and listen to our heart, to the true desires of our heart, when we get in tune with what brings us the most joy, the energy of today's world supports that. You know, she listened to her heart and she decided not to take the other job. And the universe rewarded that with more money now, just like she would have gotten in the other job. She's the queen of manifestation, let me tell you. Okay, so just listen closely to this. When we're in our headspace, relying on the analytical mind to guide us, we've got to remember that the analytical mind sees the pain and suffering of the world. It sees fear, lack, and limitation. The analytical mind has been programmed to believe that anything we do for ourselves is selfish, that what we want isn't important. But we've got to remember, living our life is like being on an airplane. And if the oxygen mask drops, you have to put yours on first, or you can't help anyone else. That's not selfish. And what you want is important. The analytical mind bases decisions off of our response to outside influences, news, social media, friends, family, and negates what we know in our heart, what path is our happiness. We negate this for acceptance and approval of others. But we don't need acceptance and approval from others, ever. We always have a choice. Make the choice that's best for you. The only acceptance and approval we need is our own. And that comes from listening and hearing and feeling the voice of our heart, that knowing within of what is truly possible for us and where our joy truly lies. We must put our oxygen mask on first. And that oxygen mask is metaphoric for accessing and listening to our heart space, consciously choosing to be love energy, breathing into clarity of thought, and then moving forward, making the best decision we can. And if you're not in acceptance or approval of yourself, What do you need to do to get to that expression of feeling? You're enough, just as you are. You are enough simply because you exist. You deserve to live a happy, fulfilled life. It's your birthright. It's safe to be you, the true you, the authentic you. You are good enough. It doesn't matter what others think. Their approval doesn't define us unless we allow it to, and it's never too late to change the narrative, to write a new story holding our own approval, knowing and claiming that we are good enough to be happy. It's okay to want to be better, but be aware. Being better isn't about doing more for others or bending to the will of others to keep the peace. Being better is about loving yourself enough to embrace the love that is your essence as one with the divinity within, fulfilled, without fear of lack, without pain and suffering. Being the love that is your essence is freedom. Freedom from judgment. Judgment is living your human life in fear now and worrying. We need discernment to decide what we like and what we don't like. But judgment suggests we know all aspects of a situation and we don't have that ability yet in everything. But our conscious awareness is working on that, knowing when others are lying, knowing when something is true and when it isn't. And that knowing comes from syncing with the superconscious higher self, being that love of the divinity within, where wisdom and truth reside. It's accessing and acknowledging our truth center, our intuition, being aware of our own energy. So let's dive into this. What is this love that I keep talking about? Well, it isn't how much you love the color blue. The love I'm talking about transcends this physical world. When my dear friend Barbara Mark, co-author of Angel Speak, died in 2006, when she died, her sister Trudy called me really early. Trudy was in Florida, Barbara's in California, and I'm in Colorado, and Trudy forgot what time it was where I was. So she calls me super early, woke me up, and told me that Barbara had passed. And I got up and got dressed, and I walked into my office, and I just stood there looking around. Because I was just kind of numb, you know. I knew Barbara was terminally ill, but still, she was gone. But not really, because when I said out loud, well, I guess I better get some work done, her spirit interrupted me. And clear as day, I heard Barbara's laughter. She was always laughing. I heard her laughter and her voice. And she said, if you can't take off on the day your best friend dies, then when can you? I was like, oh my God, Barbara, that's exactly what she would have said, because that's who she was. So I grabbed a pen and a piece of paper, and I wrote down everything she had to say. And one thing she really wanted me to know was about the energy of where she was. Months before her death, Barbara had told me about a client of hers who had passed and whose spirit had come back and told her that the love on the other side was bigger than she could imagine. And that's what Barbara wanted to talk about. She said, Kate, I was right. The love here is more than the human mind can take in. It's everything and so much more. It's so much bigger. There's no end. It's full and rich. And she kept saying, It's so much more than the human mind can take in. Well, Florence Covell Shinn tells us that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And as I mentioned in our last call, in Makeo Usui's search for the purpose of life, he discovered this vibration of energy that exists in all of us, this vibration of love, this vibration of the divinity within that connects us to the greater consciousness, this vibration of love of the highest order, universal life force energy. And he named this experience of love Reiki. Reiki meaning universal life force energy. And to be perfectly clear, you have the Reiki energy within you. It's your essence, your life force energy. And you don't have to be attuned to Reiki to access it or to use it. We don't have human words to fully describe this love energy. But we all have an understanding of energy, that everything has a vibration, that everything is a vibration of energy, and we understand the concept of low vibration of fear and higher vibration of love. And we can associate this concept with feelings in our body. The low vibration of fear being consistent with the release of cortisol in the body when we worry, when we're anxious or angry. We recognize when we have that fight or flight feeling. And you know, you can make that fight or flight feeling, that whoosh of cortisol, you can make that happen just by thinking about something that's upset you in the past. The whole body feels it. And I don't know about you, but I've been having quite a bit of that lately. In the last week, you know, the lead up to the full moon, all that energy. Oh, yeah. But recognizing it, boom. Oh, I see that for what it is. I just had that thought and I released all that cortisol in my body. What the hell? I don't want to do that. And if I can do that, then I can flip it around to the other side and release oxytocin, the love energy in my body. One second. Come here. Sorry, Magic got thirsty. Now, the love vibration, that's consistent with the rush of oxytocin that fills our body. And again, for lack of a better term, a euphoric feeling of bliss. That rush of oxytocin feeds love emotions. It feeds gratitude emotions. It feeds intense appreciation emotions. And we're always a vibrating mass of energy based on our emotions. Are we drowning in cortisol, in survival mode, vibrating in fear energy? Or are we elated with the rush of oxytocin, vibrating in love energy? No matter what the vibrational feeling is, that feeling of our emotions broadcasts out to the universe, making us a magnet for more of this energy. And we want that energy to be love of the highest order, that euphoric bliss. And this love energy that we were born with, this love of the highest order, perfectly matches the energy of your field of potentiality. Florence calls it that realm of perfect ideas. Scientists call it the quantum field. Your love vibration matches your field of potentiality, and that field holds everything that fulfills your square of life. Money, relationships, health, perfect self-expression, and everything in between. What would life look like if we were vibrating in a euphoric bliss of love energy? That's what we want. And it's possible. Not only is it what we want, it's what we came here for, to experience the duality of this physical world, the fear and the love, to overcome the programming and return to the love that is our essence. And that euphoric bliss of love energy, that is our essence. It's the greater consciousness of the divinity within. Years ago, I asked my angels what our purpose here is. And their answer has always been the same, to love. In the beginning, when they'd tell me to love, when I'd ask them, then I'd want to know, well, what the heck does that even mean? And it took them a while to help me to fully understand what they meant. You know, because I was stuck on loving the color blue, you know. They're talking about the greater love. To love is to come full circle. We're born here as unconditional love, and then we grow up, and we're programmed to absorb fear in all forms as a victim, proving over and over again that we're not worthy to be happy. The good things don't belong to us. That happiness is always just outside our reach. And if we do grasp it, we may feel like we need to stay tense because a shoe's going to drop and our world is going to implode and everything that we love will be lost in some way. That's what we're taught. That's what we're programmed for. That's what we believe at the subconscious level. But the angels showed me that we have the power to overcome that programming when we come full circle back to the unconditional love that is our essence, when we reconnect with our superconscious higher self, when we expand our awareness and reconnect with that divinity within as one with the greater consciousness of peace, joy, and euphoric bliss. That is who we truly are. Consciousness of peace. Consciousness of bliss. The greater consciousness of love of the highest order. So if this is who we are, how do we access this love vibration? By consciously choosing to be the love vibration and fully immersing ourselves in that feeling, that emotion of euphoric bliss, loving everybody and everything. And when we experience the act of consciously choosing, we're focused on this present moment of now. And from this present moment, you become alert. You become aware to your thoughts and your state of being in the awareness of this present moment of now. And you leave the pain of the past behind. It's over. It's past. So there was a time in my life, because I seem to run the full gamut, being so far down that I didn't remember what any kind of joy felt like. No happiness. No laughter. Oh my God, if I laughed, I was surprised. What was that sound? Oh my God, it was my own laughter. Because I hadn't heard it in so long. It takes effort when you're in that condition to change how you feel, but nothing changes until something changes. No matter what your life looks like, you have the power to change how you're feeling. And if you can't remember what it feels like to be in the love and gratitude vibration, you know how you don't want to feel anymore. Start with identifying that. And then go to the gratitude, even if it's just the gratitude that the sun came up. And you can get up and walk across the room by yourself. That you have clean water to drink. You can always find something. Now, we humans want something to compare things to. And this is the one time that digging around in the past for a past emotional experience is a really good thing. When we look to the past and remind our body of a past experience of love, of bliss, of deep gratitude and appreciation. If you're a mom, maybe it was when you looked into the eyes of your baby for the first time. Maybe it's how nature makes you feel. It's a feeling, an emotion. Gratitude is a state of being. It's a rush of oxytocin flooding your body, boosting your feelings. It's a sensation throughout your body and your brain. It's intense joy. It's love in its purest form as a human experience. And it's still more. It's impassioned. You can feel it rushing throughout your body and it feels fabulous. And you want more of that. The first time I experienced Reiki, I can't remember if I told you guys this or not. If I did, I'm sorry, I'm going to repeat it. My life was so far down, the only way to go was up. And, every moment was this intense vibration of fear because I was afraid that my ex-husband was going to kill me and Jesse, and it was awful. Anyway, I met this woman, and she was telling me about Reiki. She's actually the person who introduced me to Florence Covell Shinn, and she told me about Reiki, and she held her hand up over my forehead, and I didn't know what to expect. I didn't expect anything, but I just sat there, and I closed my eyes and just waited. And next thing I knew, I felt this energy, this, well, obviously it was energy, but it felt like a golden honey that started at the top of my head, and it was flowing down inside my head through my body. It went through my eyes, down through my jaw, through my neck, down into my shoulders, down my arms, down my body. It went all the way down through my legs and out my feet. And it left this bliss. It left this incredible feeling of being safe and peaceful. And I didn't know what that was, but man, I had to have more of it. And that's when she gave me the game of life and how to play it. And I started reading it, and I felt that empowerment energy that I had never felt before. And life changed. That feeling of bliss, that feeling of that true feeling of love that is our essence. It's way beyond that feeling of the honeymoon phase of a relationship, for this is the relationship with yourself. Reconnecting with that divinity within, consciously choosing, achieving, and maintaining that euphoric bliss. Connecting with and using your superpower. And it is a superpower by today's definition, because being the love vibration is vastly superior to all other states of being. Okay, so we consciously choose this feeling, this emotional immersion, but how do we stay there? Well, here are five simple support tools to maintain this love vibration. And there's really no order, but I numbered them so they'd be easy to keep up with. Okay, number one, meditation. I used to not be a meditator because I couldn't quiet my brain. You know? And I hear that so much from people. But Having been there before, I know it's possible because I can do it now. It takes effort, but meditation is magical. When you immerse yourself into meditation with the intention of connecting with that divinity within you, becoming as one, you open the way for the experience to happen, and you feel it, and you want to bring it back with you, and feel it when you're not in an active meditation. You want the blissed out feeling to be your normal state of being as much as you possibly can. A walking meditation, if you will. Extending the amount of time you can hold on to this euphoric state longer and longer each day. And I found that the meditations in this program, they're typically pretty short. We're going to do two today. One's 24 minutes and then the other one's like 13. But if you don't have a lot of time, if you take one that's 13 minutes long and you listen to it twice, by the time you're done with the second time, oh, that immersion into the love, ooh la la, it's amazing. Okay, number two, writing in your journal pages. The sections guide you to consciously choose and to immerse yourself into the emotional experience of love. It guides you to do that. And the more consecutive days you write about this and consciously choose to be love energy, the better you get at it and the longer you can maintain it. Plus, you'll learn what happens to disempower you, and you can take the action steps to reclaim the energy that you want to be. And the more consistent you are, the quicker being the love vibration becomes your normal state of being. And we've refined the journal pages. They didn't start out like this. We have refined them over the last few years. And they're very powerful. So don't, when you look at the journal pages, don't think that anything is, don't dismiss it for it being simple. Simplicity is powerful. Okay, number three, drumming. Now, I know you're probably thinking, drumming, seriously? At least that's what I thought in the beginning when I was introduced to drumming. Drumming is good for your body in so many ways. It brings your heart and mind into coherence, into harmony, which is where we want to be. Drumming induces relaxation. It boosts your immune system. It increases natural T cells and promotes the production of endorphins to support controlling chronic pain. Drumming pulls you into the present moment. It creates a sense of connectedness, providing a way to access your superconscious higher self and expand your consciousness. Drumming can really be magical. And Magic loves it when I drum. He wants to sit under the drum, which is, I don't like for him to do that because I think the vibration's too much, but he likes sitting there. It's a magical feeling. And I put information about drumming and the drums that I recommend, a 22-inch Remo. I've actually got a 16-inch too. They're so beautiful. The 22-inch has a deeper sound. If you don't have one, you can get them from Amazon. Anyway, I put that on the Deep Dive Central webpage. So you can look at all that. Okay, number four, infusing your life with love energy. Now, in the How to Win Your Game of Life workshop, we did a meditation that we infused love into our situation. Well, today we're going to infuse love into our day and life. Because when you infuse your life with love energy, several powerful things happen. One, you consciously choose your energy, raising your vibration. Instead of defaulting to whatever the dominant energy of your subconscious is, and until you raise it to love, it's probably some vibration of fear. Another thing that happens, you broadcast love out to the universe, opening the way for using your power to create a higher outcome. You're consciously broadcasting it out. And you anchor your intention. And you feel safe in the love vibration. It's magical and it works for everything. You can infuse your day, your life, your car, your kids, your job, your new job if you're looking for a new job, yourself. It's magical. Okay, number five, breathing. Yeah, I know you're breathing, but as we've discussed before, the typical way of breathing for humans is shallowly. And when we're stressed, we tend to hold our breath. Yeah, that's got to stop. When we take deeper breaths, we have better clarity of thought. We can think. We open the way to consciously choose the vibration we want to be experiencing. We have the forethought to set our intention and immerse ourselves in the higher vibration of love energy. Our vital organs get the oxygen they need to not only survive, but to thrive and to heal. And when we take those deeper breaths, we have more strength and stamina. We don't get tired as easily because the vital organs are getting what they need. Our muscles are getting what they need. And when we can maintain our energy, fear stays locked out of our consciousness. No more panic attacks. No more slipping into that rabbit hole of worry and anxiety stuck in the muck of fear. Consistently taking deeper breaths throughout your day supports you to retrain your vagus nerve to make deeper breathing your normal state of breathing. And that's what we want. When your body gets the oxygen it needs, it's easier to stay in the present moment. You're more alert and become aware when your energy begins to dip so you can course correct. I have to tell you, I know for myself and other people who've taken my classes and we've worked with this, with the breathing, private clients, when you focus on breathing deeper throughout your day, I set a timer on my desk to remind me every 15 minutes. It was 30 and then I changed it to 15. Next thing you know, your body's craving that deeper breath. No matter what you're doing, all of a sudden you just feel, I have to take a deeper breath. And it feels so good to take that deeper breath. The body sings. It's amazing. I really want to encourage you to be taking those deeper breaths. It's another, it also helps you to be aware of your energy, to recognize, okay, I was holding my breath. Now I'm starting to feel anxious. And to course correct. The deeper breathing, the awareness, the recognition of your energy, it all plays together. And it's a simple process, but it is so powerful. It changes your life. Now we're going to experience our meditation where Jesus connects us with the divinity within. But first I want to go over the quiet your mind part of the meditation. Now, I talked about this in the How to Win Your Game of Life workshop. We all have active minds, thoughts flying around everywhere. And so many people say they can't meditate because they can't quiet their mind. And I was one of them. I used to just fall asleep. If I got everything quiet enough, I'd just fall asleep. So I do recommend you sit up for the meditations. But, you know, if you go to sleep, well, obviously you needed it. But I do recommend sitting up for meditations. Now, these meditations are guided. So if you can focus on my voice, you can definitely meditate. And when you focus and follow through with the guidance in the beginning of each meditation, you're going to open the way to connect more easily with that love that's within each meditation. That love that is your essence, that reconnection. Now, I learned the Quiet Your Mind technique that I use in all my meditations now from seeing Deepak Chopra on Dr. Oz. And I loved it so much that I reached out to the Chopra Center and asked them if I could use it, and they gave me permission. And if you want to use it for your own meditations, you'll find it on the Deep Dive Central webpage at the bottom. There's a recording of the exercise only, as well as a recording of why it's important. And I also did, I put that on like an hour of music so that you could do your own meditation with music. It's not guided. It's just this technique in the beginning, and then you can just do your own meditation if you want to do that. Now, there are five features to this exercise, and each feature initiates specific changes in the brain to open the way for a deeper spiritual connection. Deepak Chopra explained each thing that he has you do, that I have you do in the meditation, it affects those different areas of the brain, quieting the mind, bringing your heart and mind into harmony, into coherence. So listen closely to the words of the meditation and just flow with them. So we're going to do this first one real quick here. The Jesus connects you with the divinity within. And I'm pretty sure that the sound is okay, but I'll adjust it if it's too soft or too loud. We begin by quieting our minds. So with a deep breath, just close your eyes, and with your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor, focus your attention on your heart. With another deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now shift your awareness to your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now with another deep breath, shift your focus back to your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another very deep breath, relax your face, relax your body, and just exhale out the stress of your day. Deep breath in, full exhale. And now in your mind's eye, Jesus has joined you. And just allow yourself to see Jesus walk over to you. He takes your hands in his and looks deeply into your eyes, opening the way for you to connect with the divinity within as one. You can feel the love radiating from him. Breathe in the love. He's with you, comforting you, guiding you, supporting you to reconnect with the true divinity within you, that true essence of who you are. You are safe. You are loved. You are whole and complete as one with the divinity within, as one with the beat of the heart of Jesus. You are empowered with the strength and stamina of Jesus. There will be no more judging yourself, for within you, He lives. And with another deep breath, He asks that you focus on the love that is your essence, that love of Him that flows through you. The power within you disconnects you from the pain and suffering of this world. The intention is set to forgive all that has been held in unforgiveness. And through forgiveness, you are set free from lack and limitation in all directions of time. The fear you've been holding on to crumbles and falls away like ashes. And like a phoenix, from the ashes you rise anew, whole and complete, fully empowered with the energy of the love of the greater consciousness of the divinity within. You transcend the pain of this physical world, living from your open heart space. The love that is your essence cleanses the pain and suffering, washing away what once was, and ushers in the new. The new world of light, of love, of infinite possibility. The brightness of your light within, that light of God that is your essence. It brings light to the darkness of fear. Now is the time of all knowing, all seeing, all understanding of acceptance of what is. Accept what your life is in this moment. Now accept that you have the power within you to improve all areas of your life. You accept what is, opening the way to create a higher outcome and the love light. And your light, the light of love that is you, expands and broadcasts out. The love that is your essence illuminates your pathway, healing those you come into contact with, healing the soils of Mother Earth beneath your feet, you open the way to align with the greater consciousness of God, where there is no pain, no suffering, no judgment, no worry, no fear. When you sync your consciousness with the greater consciousness of God, you reconnect as one, opening the way for the thoughts of your desires to manifest as your experience in record time. This is a time of recognition and reward. You recognize the divinity within you and feel the reward of this recognition. The deep peace within, the strength, the fearlessness, the joy. You are safe, and conditions are perfect for you to expand into your greatness, to fully embrace who you are. Master Jesus is with you to assist. The way is now open to align with the greater consciousness of the divinity within, where only love exists. It's in this present moment that your power moves you forward, manifesting, experiencing, enjoying the life that your heart longs for. Power is within you. Trust. Master Jesus is with you. His bravery, his strength and stamina flows through you, and you overcome your human fears. Accept that the love of your essence holds no fear. Embrace through your breath this knowing. Embrace the love that you are, and all comes into focus. You see your promised land in the realm of perfect ideas. You see the life you wish to live. Immerse yourself in the feelings and emotions of appreciation, of gratitude, of receivership. And from this safe space, vision the desires of your heart and live that life. Be the person living that life. Feel it, be it, experience the emotions, the feelings of living the desires of your heart. With eyes closed, feel it and see it now. Feel through the love that is your essence, this life that is your birthright, this or better. You are one with the divinity, wielding the power of creation. You have dominion over your body and affairs. Hold them in the light of pure consciousness. Immerse yourself in deepest gratitude of this vision and these feelings of living your new life. This is a time of emergence, of empowerment, a time of the love that is your essence to shine brightly, illuminating the path before you. A sweet gentleness wraps you in this love, as soft as angel wings. Safe, where your strength and stamina grow. See yourself confidently moving forward on your path, the sweet path of love, of light, empowered with the very breath of God, flowing throughout your body as one. As you sink your consciousness with this greater consciousness of the divinity within, you immerse yourself in a deep peace beyond definition. The knowing within you guides you, and you flow in ease and grace, despite physical world chaos. You flow in love and are a magnet for all things of the love vibration. This is a time of awakening. Awakening to the divinity within, to the power within, to the limitless possibilities of your life. You leave the past behind, the past pains, the past challenges, the past programming. It's time to leave them behind and open the way through the light within you. Jesus speaks to you. Dear child, I'm here to play a larger role in your life. Supporting you, showing you the strength within you. You hold the divinity within. It's time now to shine that light, to illuminate the path. The time is now to flow in grace, reaping the seeds of love that you have sown in the soils of Mother Earth. I'm with you, supporting you to shine that love light of God brightly, illuminating your path, fulfilling your heart's desires with peace, love, and grace. Dear child, work with me. Breathe deeply of the breath of God to heal the pains of human life and flood your body with grace. Together we move forward as one in love and light, illuminating all the possibilities. Choose what you want, and it shall be. Take my hand. Jesus stands behind you, and together you extend your arms out, reaching, and a beautiful mist of love swirls around you. You can feel his strength. You breathe in the swirling mist, and the love flows through your body, touching every cell. Healing, binding you together, filling you with the light of love from the inside out. You are one with the love of the divinity. Embrace this love. And we ground into this love, anchoring it and bringing it back with us as a walking meditation of love. Just see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, through the rocks and the clay, down to the healing love light at her center, where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, and with another deep breath, pull that healing love back up through the soils, through the rocks and the clay, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And bring all that love back with you, empowered with strength and stamina as one with the divinity within. When you're ready, open your eyes. So this meditation was, it was an angel reading. It was a message to a lady from Jesus. He took over the reading. And with her permission, we made it into a meditation. Now, the more you can fully immerse yourself in the highest love vibration possible, the easier it is to infuse your day and your life with love energy. Consciously setting your firm intention for your day and your life and feeling the emotion of deep appreciation and gratitude of your day and life being that vibration of what brings you the greatest joy before it even happens. Okay, so now we're going to experience together infusing your day and your life with love. And we begin by quieting our minds. So just place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, surround us now with the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. And just take my hand and that of an angel, and together we form our healing circle of love. Jesus and Archangel Michael, warrior of light, join us and stand behind you, literally having your back. And together we hold the safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy, from all remnants of fear energy, to the highest vibration of love. Whisper through the breath of God, I'm willing to release what no longer serves me. And now breathe deeply and place in the center of the circle the less than love energy that you've been holding on to. Anger, resentment, stress, overwhelm, fear in all forms. Just place it in the center of the circle. And the love mist swirls around what no longer serves you, transforming it to light. And now with a deep breath, from our heart to yours, the angels and I infuse you with love. And this love flows and grows as one. The love flows from one to the other. And the love swirls throughout our circle as a mist. A mist of love, swirling with light. Breathe it in and breathe into your heart space. Reconnect with the love that is your essence as one with the greater consciousness. Breathe in the swirling mist of light, of love, as one with all that is, as one with God. This is your safe space of love, where you are free from fear, fearless, worry-free, safe, resting in the palm of God. This is our healing circle of love, and we come together as one with the set intention to create a higher outcome. And now place into the center of the circle your day or your life with the intention of creating the highest outcome. And now the angels and I join you to infuse your day, your life, with all the love of our hearts. And now place into the center of the circle any people involved. And the angels and I join you, and sincerely from our hearts, we infuse this person or people with love. Now the aspect of you that has been struggling walks into the center of our circle. And the angels and I infuse you with love, love of the highest order, holding you safe, shielding you from all negativity, raising your vibration to that of infinite love. Love of the divinity. You are one. In deepest gratitude, this aspect of you rejoins the circle, fully healed, free, and empowered. The higher outcome is anchored. And so it is. And now we ground into this love energy, anchoring this intention to create the highest outcome in all directions of time. So just see roots extending from your feet down into Mother Earth, down through the soils, to that healing love light at her center, where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you. And with a deep breath, just pull that healing love energy of Mother Earth back up through the roots, and bring all that love back with you, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. This is a perfect short meditation to incorporate into your morning routine when you're writing in your upon waking journal page. And then you can use it anytime during the day when you need a shift to shift your energy around a people or a situation. You can, infuse love into them. Of course, once you know how to do it, you don't have to listen to the meditation. And I think I shared with you guys that I use this healing circle of love standing in line at the post office. It's just that quick. But moving into the love vibration and maintaining it, it can become really magical for you. And then you can boost your power even more by using it again at night before you go to sleep, using those journal pages and just in setting your intention and envisioning your new life before it even happens. And just laying that groundwork and that map for your new future. And like I mentioned before, a lot of times I'll listen to these twice. The first time, it really helps me to get into that flow of the love vibration. And then when I listen to it again, oh, it's like the magic just takes over. So anyway, give that a try. Okay, so let's recap. Today, we explored the vibration of love, what it is, how we access it, and how we can maintain it. And it's a simple process, but it does take effort until it's the way you live your life, consciously choosing every day. And sometimes moment by moment, we have to choose again what energy we want to be. And using the simple support tools to keep you there, like meditation, writing in your journal pages to see and clearly understand where you're using your power and where you aren't. Drumming to bring your brain and heart into coherence and infusing your day and your life with love and breathing deeply to support your brain and your body with that life-sustaining oxygen. Just another support tool to bring them in all into coherence. Bring your body and your mind into harmony. Holding the vibration of love as your new normal state of being releases you from the old you who worried, felt the strain of stress and overwhelm, and struggled to get out of survival mode. And it opens the way for you to be the new you, feeling safe, empowered, and confident. Embracing who you are, knowing that what you want is already yours. Feeling that gentle peacefulness where there is no want, no feelings of lack or limitation, feeling powerful, confident, with strength and stamina, feeling that full empowerment as one with the divinity within. Now, we began our call by exploring acceptance and our acceptance of ourself without apology. And then through our meditations, we set a firm foundation of being safe and used our power by consciously choosing the energy we want to be, immersing ourselves in it, setting our intention, experiencing the bliss of love and gratitude, and visioning our new life. And we anchored it with love of the highest order. I really want to support you and encourage you to listen to these meditations throughout your day. If you can listen to one twice, like I said, all the better. You'll immerse yourself more deeply into the love vibration, and it is miraculous. And please just use your support tools. Keep your worry angel employed. No more worrying for you. Use your chaos flush when you need it. I hope that everyone was able to call that in. Let me know if you had any trouble or any questions about that. And write in your daily journal pages and meditate at least once a day. Some of these meditations are really short. And if you've got a smartphone, I know you scroll through social media longer than these meditations are. So do something for yourself. Download the meditations to your phone. Listen to them. Immerse yourself in that love. and sit in the stillness with either the guided meditation or just allowing nature to be your meditation. Take your shoes off and put them on the earth. Soak up those wonderful ions and just breathe into the stillness of feeling the heart of Mother Earth beating beneath your feet. Embrace who you are. I want to thank you so much for being here, and I send you each so much love. Okay, so this completes our call.